boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I got an email today that had me so shook and scared, I thought my life was over, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I'm talking about my personal email here, not my work email. But I opened and I had, you know, a bunch of like shopping emails from companies and stuff.
As that seems normal for you.
Yeah, a couple Targets, a couple Starbucks, you know how it is. And then I scroll down and I see an email from Bumble.
You've never used Bumble.
That's what I thought.
You use Tinder, right?
I was on Tinder one for time. 10 minutes, I think. That's long deleted.
10 years ago.
I click on this email. I'm like, what the heck? I don't use Bumble. And it's like saying, oh, we updated our terms of service and we just want to make sure you know about this. It says my name and everything. Hello, Taylor. All of this stuff. So I was panicking like, oh my God, am I on a dating app and I didn't even know it?
Cool. How many matches you got?
No, I'm not. I think like you said, I never downloaded Bumble. I never used it. So after a little bit more scrolling, I figured out it was a spam email, but that seriously had me shook because I was like, can you imagine if somebody told my boyfriend, hey, I saw your girlfriend on
That's
Bumble.
My biggest fear.
I know.
Is
that
someone's trying to pretend to be me to get me in trouble or something?
That's what I thought.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I was terrified, but luckily,
I'm good. Still might have a Tinder out there from back in high school, and if you see me, don't swipe on me.
Dude, that's my fear. Maybe they are out there, and if they
did
are...
Did you ever actually delete your Tinder?
I think so.
Or did
I
you
don't
just
know.
Delete the app? Because there's a difference between the
well,
two.
Well, now I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. If you see me out there,
don't swipe on me.
Ignore me.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As if I was calling anybody anyways, I now for sure am never making a phone call again.
Why is that?
Well, Apple had a little seminar, showcase, whatever you want to call it.
Oh,
yesterday?
Is that the thing at the beginning of the year where they tell you what new products are coming out and what new features are coming out?
Yes. Okay. So we're talking.
I missed this one.
I did too, but I saw it on TikTok, thank God. And people broke it down like the best stuff to be excited about with your next iPhone, iPad, whatever update. So we're talking iOS 18. And I want to talk about iMessage specifically because that's all I really care about is texting people. So the first thing that they're adding is new like reactions to messages. They call them tap backs. Mm-hmm. Right now there's like what, 5 options, like love, mm-hmm. excited. You're going to be able to do anything you want. Any emoji you're going to be reacting to your messages with. So you
hold
could do,
up. Are you saying that if you tell me, hey, I can't come to work today, I'm not feeling well, I could give you the middle finger?
Exactly that. Or the fire emoji or the side eye or whatever you want, you're going to be able to react to messages with any emoji that you choose.
This is the same one that you would give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to.
Exactly that.
Is it still though, to people who do not have iMessage gonna say, Destiny, heart your message?
Yes, I think so.
This is stupid.
I don't think
they need to fix that problem.
Yeah, I wish they would work on that. The next thing that they're adding is text formatting. So basically like if you were writing an email, so you can bold things, you can underline things, and you can italicize things.
But I can't change the font to Times New Roman?
No, or Comic Sans. No, you cannot do that. Not at this point. And then another thing is called Genmoji. This is actually insane. They use AI so that you can make any emoji that you want. So the example that they showed,
I heard about this.
Yeah, they typed in a T-Rex wearing a tutu on a surfboard. Boom, AI made an emoji of it. So you could literally type in anything that you want and have a customized emoji.
Can I type in, selfishly, Destiny and Post Malone kissing?
Ooh, I don't know.
Asking for a friend.
I actually didn't know. Once this comes out to everybody, I want that to be your first
thing.
Test, yes.
Oh, and I'm just texting you that every day.
Oh, goody.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
This one's going to make you think twice about where you're living and who you're living with. All right. So listen closely. She said, had been on one dinner date with this guy, and he mentioned to me that he still lived with his ex-girlfriend because he couldn't break the lease. I thought, what's the big deal? A second date wouldn't hurt. They clearly have some sort of arrangement in place. He invited me to his place for a movie night and let me know that his ex would not be there because she was staying at a friend's house. When he opened the door, I was hit in the face with a horrible smell. The apartment was a disaster. There was trash overflowing, dishes with old food crusted on, and definitely a litter box that needed to be cleaned out. I tried to overlook it, as he said that was one of the reasons that the two of them had broken up. She was really messy and very unorganized. He takes me back to his room, and I saw her stuff everywhere. So I asked, is there only one bedroom here? To which he replied, yeah.
No.
So I asked, so you still share a bed with her? Another yes. I looked down and I saw a pair of his ex's dirty underwear next to my feet.
Oh my God.
I stayed the night, but I think I slept a total of 20 minutes that night, and I woke up at 5 a.m. to make a run for it.
I'd like to confirm I am not the roomie in this story.
You're not leaving your dirty undies?
Probably, but that is not me at all. But this does remind me of a guy I met on Bumble.
Who lived with his ex?
No, but I think he did. He said no, but I think he did. So he and I met. I went over to his house, hung out with him.
Yeah.
He was the guy that had like the makeup remover. He had like body wash that was for girls, but he said he went couponing. That's what he said. He's like, oh, I just like to coupon.
Come on.
This is why I have all this stuff. This is why I have the makeup remover and everything. But then he just kept pointing out that like, oh, this is my furniture from my ex and this is hers and this is hers. Oh, but she lives overseas right now. I'm starting to think she didn't actually live overseas and maybe she just wasn't home that day.
No, she was grocery shopping.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Oh, this almost took a terrible turn.
Okay, you always look out the window, and I can see you when you look out the window. Today, I was like, where'd she go? I literally thought you fell off your chair.
No.
You were down bad on the floor. Something happened to you. I was really panicking over here. I was like, my co-host is down.
Well, now I want to get into like some magicianry. I feel like I want to really start to spook
you. I literally didn't see you. I thought you like passed out on the floor. I was like terrified for a split second there.
Unfortunately, I'm here.
Still here, thriving.
I'm okay. Sorry for spooking you.
I really was scared.
I'm going to think of some more pranks because that was really fun for me. Really nothing much to report on outside the window. I was kind of thinking that we are like tiptoeing towards the days where it's hot enough that you can fry stuff on the sidewalks and the roads and stuff.
And bake cookies in your car.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe not today, but like when I'm seeing the sun beating down the way that it is right now, I'm like, I really want to get around to trying to fry an egg.
I've always wanted to fry an egg on a sidewalk.
Okay. My goal this summer during a window update is to fry an egg. Not today, but someday. I'm manifesting.
I would like a sunny side up, please.
Great. I'll work on it.
I'm loving this. People are telling us what they lecture their partner about. Amy said on her Z102.9 Facebook page, stop wearing grandpa socks pulled up to his knees on vacation if he wears shorts.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, Amy.
Yeah, you do. So what do you lecture your partner about? I was bringing this up because I had a lecture last night with Neighbor Man in the wee bit of the night. It was really, really late at night. Like, we're about to fall asleep, and I was like, oh, it's time.
Okay, interesting choice.
But I gave him a lecture about not spending enough time with his family.
Oh,
I'm like, you need to be spending more time with your mom. You need to be spending more time with your dad. Mm-hmm. And then it went on and on. I was like, okay, you know, I don't have a good relationship with my mom. So, you know, you have a good relationship with your mom. Why aren't you hanging out with her? You need to be hanging out with her. Because some people like us don't have that in our life. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you need to hang out with your dad. Your dad clearly loves you. Your dad clearly wants to hang out with you. My dad doesn't even live here. I can't even hang out with him if I wanted to. So I'm like, huge lecture about he needs to spend more time with his family.
I feel like that always happens because, like, I don't know, this time of your life, you like start getting so busy and then you have to be like, okay, we got to make time.
Oh, 100%.
While we have the time, but I'm still confused why you made it a late night.
Oh yeah. No, sometimes I, you know, I have a hard time with knowing when is the right time for lectures and serious conversations. I thought it was time to have a lecture at 11:30 last night.
On the verge of REM sleep. I'm not sure about that.
So we're talking about those things that you have to lecture your partner about. Jaden has a really good example on our Facebook page. He works from home. I do not. So several times a week, I get home from work and he's locked me out of the house, which wouldn't be a big deal, except he's oftentimes in the basement working out with his headphones in and can't hear me banging on the door.
I can feel the anger behind that.
Oh, I can already hear the lecture. Honey, how hard is it for you to unlock the door before you go down to the basement? It's right there. The door is right there.
It's on the way.
You unlock and walk down those stairs. I literally.
It's the fourth time this week.
I can hear that lecture.
Getting a sunburn out here. I get it, dude. There's like certain things with your partner that you feel like you constantly have to remind them about.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, it's the paper towels in the kitchen, okay? And don't allow me to get heated here, but there's something.
I would like to see it though.
Oh my God. There's something about my boyfriend when he is in the kitchen and he's helping me cook or he's taking care of dinner. First of all, the amount of paper towels that we use is a little outlandish. It feels like he needs a paper towel for everything. And then every little spill he cleans up with the paper towels, he leaves a graveyard of paper towels on the counter.
In you just
the sink.
Leaves it there?
Yeah. I'm like, babe, the garbage can is two steps away. Why don't you just toss that right in the garbage can once you wipe that up?
Does he think he's going to reuse the... That'd be one thing if he thought he was going to reuse the, like...
Utensil?
Yeah.
Or something? No.
But he's not reusing it.
No,
he's just leaving it there.
Yeah.
For why? Who's going to pick it up? A rat?
No. Me! I'm the rat!
Catch yourself doing it a couple of times a week, and we want to know exactly what do you have to lecture your partner about.
Tim, what's that for you?
We've been married 17 years, and around this time of year, it's lawn mowing time. My wife's a gardener, so in the backyard, she hauls out the garden hose, the tools, buckets, chairs. I can remind her, hey, I'm going to mow the yard on Saturday or whatever. Come Saturday, all her stuff is left everywhere still. So for 17 years, once a week, I have to pick all of her stuff up to mow the yard, and then it goes right back down during the week.
I can tell this is a lecture he gives often because I can hear the exhaustion in his voice.
He's like,
he said, for 17 years, this has been happening.
For 17 years, I have done this, and I don't think she's heard a word of it.
And, you know, you probably have another 17 years ahead of you, Tim.
You probably do. You just witnessed me give a lecture just live in person. Because
I did, actually.
I called Neighborman, and I feel like I have to constantly lecture him about, hey, did you call this person? Hey, have you texted them? Hey, have you done this for me? And I was like, hey, I really need you to figure out this for with the vet. Can you call them? And I had asked him to do that earlier. And so you just watched me call him because I knew he was on his lunch break. I'm like, hey, did you call the vet? Like I asked.
I think Neighborman was lucky though, because you were in a work setting and you were sitting over there like trying to be quiet about it because you were like, hey, did you do what I asked you to do already? I hate to call you out like this and honestly put you on blast.
Yeah.
But you're really embarrassing.
Why?
You just did something that I have nightmares about. We were just on the phone with Tim and this is how the conversation ended.
All right. You have a good show.
You too. Oh, crap.
You want Tim to have a good show, too? That's like when you're at the drive-thru and they say, enjoy your meal, and you say, yeah, you too.
And then you're like, oh, God, why did they say that? They're not even going to get to eat until probably two more hours.
Yeah. You did that.
I didn't even know. Normally, they say, have a good day, and I'm like, you too. It's just out of habit, you know?
No, I get it. But if I were you, I would be thinking about that when I lay my head on the pillow
tonight.
Oh, I
will be. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
You had to put it on blast. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Sorry. You have a good show, too.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
This is your friendly reminder that Father's Day is this Sunday. And if you don't have...
What? That was my reminder.
Yeah, a little siren for you. If you don't have a gift for your dad, luckily there is a TikTok trend going around that you could participate in and maybe, I don't know, make it sentimental enough that it'll count as a Father's Day gift. So people are kind of calling this the rating things my dad has done trend. And basically they post a picture. I knew you were going to do that.
Thank you. It only seems fitting.
What dad doesn't love Star Wars? Basically, you post a photo of you and your dad and you say, rating things that my dad has done. And then you swipe to the next picture and it's something silly, goofy, strange that your dad has done. And then you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. So I have some examples for you because, you know, dad behavior is different. Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw one that said, my dad dressed up like a medieval knight on my prom night to embarrass me. 1,000 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Another one said, stopped on the highway for a giant bouncy ball to give to our dog.
Aww.
9 out of 10. Threw my chicken nuggets away. That was a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a no.
So I got to thinking about my own dad, and I have two for you. I got three, but you go first. Two things my dad has done. Number one was make Chewbacca noises in front of my boyfriend in high school to embarrass me. I'm going to give that a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I figured you were going to go pretty low on that one.
And then another time, my dad, we were at a hotel, and you know those phones in the hallway?
Yeah.
That are for employees? It started ringing, and my dad answered it and said, hi, I'm Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Dear God.
I'm going to rate that 500 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It was very hilarious.
That is a good one. I have a couple. Is that I remember I got grounded one time, and it was because I was bragging to my sisters that I had a teddy bear. My dad won me in a claw machine, and that he wasn't able to win them one because he just apparently sucked for them. Mm. Like, he just couldn't get it that time. So I was, like, bragging to them. I got it taken away. I got grounded. I got really, really sad when I asked if I could have the teddy bear back. He gave it to me. So I'm going to give that a 10 out of 10 because that was a highlight of my day. I still have that teddy bear to this day.
Nice.
Number two, he always made my cake a month late, which then meant
for your birthday?
Yeah, which then meant I got to celebrate it again. So I'm going to give that 100 out of 10.
Love that.
It's his second birthday. And he used to, like, he loved WWE. He used to take us and, like, body slam us into the bed. It sounds dangerous and sounds like it would be a 0 out of 10. I'm telling you, an 8 out of 10. It was fun.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I really need some help here, so I'm really kind of asking all of Those Girls fans to help me out with this question, which is, did you name your pet before you got them or after you got them? But here's kind of the background story is that...
she's having a baby.
Yeah!
A fur baby.
Let's make it very clear there.
Whoa. It's a fur baby.
Fur baby. Neighbor man said that he was down to get another cat, which, God, that got into my head real quick last night, and I started looking for cats, okay?
Dude, this is the first time that I'm hearing of this, like, even possibility of getting a new cat, and you have been doing work today.
Oh, my God, taking phone calls, doing the work over here to get this. I want this cat, okay? And we found one that we really, really like, to the point we are obsessed with this cat. And I was like, hey, how long have you been thinking about a cat? Because I've been thinking about adopting another cat for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, I kind of have thought about it since about 2 weeks ago when I realized I knew a name for it. I go, what?
Oh.
You have a name for the cat before we even have the cat?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, we're going to name it Mochi. Now, if you don't know what Mochi is basically, I got it. It's like this little ice cream, little treat. I got it when I had sushi just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time ever. And I found out I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. Like, to the point I won't shut up about it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I talk about it. I want it all the time. And he had surprised me the other night with some Mochi at home. And when he brought that home, he realized that's a cool cat name.
Mochi.
Let's get a cat. And so that's when he knew we should adopt one. But also, he wants to name it that already, which I'm fine with. I actually think that's a cute cat name. So I'm cool with naming the cat before. But I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What if... cat don't look like a Mochi, though. I don't know.
Right.
Obviously, it's not going to look like ice cream, but,
well,
you know.
That would be pretty, pretty dope if it did.
Like, I'm really afraid that some people might be thinking I'm committing a crime over here by naming this cat that I don't have yet that I want to adopt a name before I even have it.
Yeah. Because you're like sold on this.
Oh, yeah. Told you I'm manifesting it. This cat is named Mochi. We are getting this cat. It's not even guaranteed. We're still in the application process.
I mean, you're
I've got
committed.
A dead set. Even if we don't get that cat, the cat's name that we are getting is named Mochi. But am I committing a crime by naming a cat before I even have it? I feel like some people might say it's a crime.
I think some people would. And that's why we've been asking you, what do you do when you know you're getting a pet? Do you have the name picked out beforehand? Or do you meet the pet and then choose the name? But Anna, what did you do with your pet?
Well, I named her after because I didn't really know that she was a girl for the first 6 months of her life. But I think you need to name them after. You have to see their personality and then decide.
So what did you end up going with for the name?
Her name was Miles, like after Tails. And then when we found out she was a girl, we just switched it to Millie because that seemed like the closest thing. But my neighbors still call her Miley and I'm too nice to correct them. So
that sounds a lot like what happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
Although Anna said that she waited until they got the pet. When I got my two cats, I was dead set on Romeo. And then I really liked Toulouse, but I wasn't like 100% sure. And then we got the cats thinking that we had two boys.
Mm-hmm.
3 months later, I think, we were at the vet and found out that Toulouse was a girl. And in that moment, I was like, oh my God, I should have waited to meet the cat. Because I thought when I was still deciding when I wanted a cat, if I was going to get a girl, I wanted to name her Dolly.
Like Parton?
Yeah, like Dolly Parton.
What?
So once I found out she was a girl, I was like, oh my God.
You could have had Dolly Parton?
I could have had Dolly Parton and I screwed it up.
You should have waited. Oh, well, this is a
sign. That's what I'm saying. Wait.
I needed some help today because I am looking at adopting another cat. But, you know, that's an easy process, you know, going through the paperwork and stuff. The thing that I'm having the hardest part with is, do you name the pet before you get them or after you get them? That's the hardest thing for me to figure out right now.
Well, I think you've already made a decision because you're set on Mochi already.
Yeah, I really like that name. I think I really, really want to name it that. But then I'm like, is that wrong?
I haven't met the cat yet.
Yeah, would I regret that? Is it like, that's why I'm like, sometimes I don't want to get a tattoo. Like, would I regret it? You know?
No.
I'm like afraid the same thing's going to happen if I name the cat beforehand. I just don't know what to do. I'm panicking over here.
Well, Emily, what do you do?
Before I got them.
Ooh, and what did you name them?
I had so many. I think I named this one Tiger. And my prophecy is like, if I name them before I get them, they have to come home with me.
Almost like you manifested it.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. See, I like this. I like manifesting.
You're feeding into the problem.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.